Welcome to the Daily Motivation Podcast. As Zig Ziglar reminds us, motivation doesn't last, but neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily. And that's why this podcast is here for you daily. In these episodes, you'll hear tips on staying pumped up to lose weight, start a business, or reach any and all professional goals that you have in mind. Follow and tune in to stay positive, inspired, and motivated to shine one day at a time. Hello, hello, hello. So it's Carrie. Thank you again for listening. And if you've listened to a couple episodes in the past about confidence that we have talked about before, I'll just go ahead and give a quick little recap. We talked in the past about the difference between confidence and self-esteem. So self-esteem is basically your overall feelings about your entire self-worth. Whereas confidence can ebb and flow and change depending on the situation. You might be very confident when it comes to driving, but very not confident when someone asked how good you are at pole vaulting. So confidence can grow as you continue to learn that skill and hone that skill and practice that skill. So for example, the first day you ever drove in your entire life, you weren't quite so confident. You were probably pretty nervous and starting to sort of shift and figure out like, oh yeah, I got to do this, I got to do that. And now after driving for so long, it's second nature. You don't think twice. You don't have to tell yourself, you know, the gas pedal's here, the brake is there. You just do it because you are perfectly confident and you have practiced so much that you've built the skill, which has then developed the confidence. Now, all of that said, I want to go ahead and throw out a motivational quote for today. This one comes from Sonia Sotomayor. A surplus of effort could overcome a deficit of confidence. So how does that make sense with what we just described confidence as being? Basically, as you put in that effort, as you try really hard, as you continue to push to develop and hone that skill, you can then create the confidence. So if you start out in a situation without confidence and you just dive headlong into that situation and you push and you push and you push and you go towards it instead of pulling away as is more comfortable, you can actually overcome a deficit of confidence because, as I just described, you can actually develop and create and grow and nurture and support that confidence. You can pull it out of thin air and develop it as you go. So you just need to build the skill to then build the confidence. So today I just want you to think about anything that you are not overly confident about. How could you give a surplus of effort? How could you just tackle that situation, just grab the bull by the horns, just tally-ho, dive in with both feet, just all of the metaphors that you can think of. How can you just go forward and go ahead and do that thing as much as possible? How can you put in the most effort to more quickly overcome that lack of confidence? Because, as we just described, as you do so, you will develop your skill, you will get more comfortable with that situation, and in doing so, you can plant the seeds of the confidence, grow and nurture that confidence until it is strong. So today I want you to keep that in the back of your mind. Anything around you that you're not confident about, you can be if you just put in the effort to do so. I hope you have a wonderful, fantastic, and confident day. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to sign up for Daily Motivation Mail and have these episodes sent straight to your inbox. Also, head to the website motivationdepot.net to check out all of the other products, tools, and resources we have to help you stay motivated to shine one day at a time.